Thank you, and welcome to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would really bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, our morning worship at 11, and then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to any and all of these services. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that we believe, the things that we preach, I'd be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. You can also check out our church's website. There's much information there concerning the things that we believe and the things that we practice. That website address is www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. This morning, we'd like to take our text from the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, and the first part of the verse 23. That's Proverbs 23 and verse 23, and speak on the subject, buying and selling the truth. This verse states, buy the truth and sell it not. In this place, Solomon is instructing young people in wisdom and understanding. In this verse, Solomon deals with many practical matters such as drunkenness and gluttony and covetousness and immorality. Primarily, his instructions center in the spiritual life. He knew that a person could never be morally straight unless he was spiritually right. Therefore, he counsels, guide thy heart in the way. That's verse 19. In verse 26, he pleads in the place of God, my son, give me thine heart. In verse 26, he says, let thine eyes observe my way. You see, all have need, not only of solid instruction, but also of a sound, concrete example of that which is taught. Central to all spiritual instruction is our text, buy the truth and sell it not. Let us all become students of this divinely inspired teacher and learn the solemn facts of buying and selling the truth. We have 3 points this morning. First of all, the first point is buy the truth. You know, truth is our greatest treasure. I think sometimes that we wonder, what is truth? I think a lot of times we're like Pilate, who asked Jesus Christ, what is truth? And yet, Pilate didn't stay around and listen to Jesus' answer. There was no answer at all because Pilate went away. You know, I think sometimes that we are primarily the same way, but we need to buy the truth. First of all, we need to understand this, that Jesus Christ is the truth. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Truth is therefore not something that we can just put our fingers on, but truth is a person, Jesus Christ. Truth became incarnate in the God-man, Jesus Christ. Truth walked the dusty streets of Galilee and Judea. Truth prayed earnestly in the garden. And truth was finally crucified on Calvary in the sinner's place. Truth can never be confined to any mere doctrine or creed or rule or whatever. But truth is the person of the lovely Lord, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Number two, the person of Jesus Christ cannot be known apart from God's Word, which is the truth. In John chapter 17, verse 17, the Bible says, thy Word is truth. Today, some confess that Jesus is the truth. Yet, these same people wish or ignore or deny the Scriptures as the inerrant Word of God. It can never be so. We never can be sure just which Jesus they adore, but for ourselves, we can say, we worshiped the Jesus of the Bible. We need nor desire any other, nor would we worship any other as the truth. Number three, the teaching of the Spirit is the truth. Jesus Christ promised concerning the Holy Spirit, He will guide you into all truth. The blessed truth, the personal truth, is Jesus Christ. And Jesus is described in the written word, the Bible, who is made living in our hearts by the blessed Comforter, the Holy Spirit of God. It is the truth in all three senses, of which the church is the pillow and ground of the truth. In 1 Timothy 3, verse 15 and 16, this is the truth which is our treasure. You see, truth is our greatest treasure because of what it does. The truth has the power to set us free from error and delusion, from human sacrifices or traditions, and truth can set us free from the fear of man. The Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The Bible goes on and says in John chapter 17, verse 17, that truth actually cleanses us and sanctifies us. The Bible said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." If it is the truth, it will kill sin and elevate the soul, and always encourage to holiness. Think of this. Today, we have a great obligation to this great treasure of truth. We are obligated to be its support. We're to hold it fast. We're to set for the defense of the truth. We're to faithfully pass on the truth to others. Think of this. If God's people realize and sought to fulfill only these few responsibilities, what a difference it would make in this world. Notice, the Bible says, "These things thou hast heard of me." Here's the first and the second generations. "The same commit thou to faithful men." That's the third generation. "Who shall be able to teach others also." That's the fourth generation. And that's all we can do. Number two, truth will demand our greatest sacrifice. The Bible says we ought to buy the truth. From this imperative, we learn that truth is a most costly commodity. Although God freely reveals His truth, yet in experience, it has always cost those who held it. We cannot expect that to be different with us. We are told to buy the truth. However, we're not told its price. We're told to buy it, but we're not told what it's worth. Nonetheless, we can know from this command that it will cost us something. When the millionaire was asked how much his new yacht had cost, he replied, if you have to ask the price, you can't afford it. And he's right, but you know, no one is serious if he does not feel the truth is worth any price. We do well to consider what truth has already cost. Listen, already the truth has cost God the Father His only Son. Already it has cost Christ His own life blood. Already it has cost martyrs their life, many have already paid a dear price in order to pass the truth down to us. Such faithful ones are truly described as those of whom the world was not worthy. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 36 through verse 40. We must ask ourselves, are we willing to pay the price? Many in our day seem unwilling to pay the slightest price for the truth. Multitudes show by their actions that they will not have the truth at the expense of their sins. Some would rather sin than have the truth. Others prefer to hold their own prejudices to the truth. Still others cannot be stirred from their ease in order to arouse themselves to be troubled with the truth. Many professing Christians seem willing to have the truth if it could be laid on a golden platter and fed to them with a silver spoon. Such persons shall never truly know the truth, nor even rejoice in its splendid light. Truth is not to be had so very cheaply. One must count the cost and then buy it regardless of the cost. Number 3, sell it not. This truth involves us in the greatest danger, that is, to sell not the truth. First of all, the truth has often been sold. The scriptures give us many sad examples. Esau was one. He came home hungry from the fields, sold it for a mess of pottage. All sensual and profane persons had better remember that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. That's what Hebrews chapter 12, verse 17 says. Israel dispensed with the truth in order to be like all the other nations. They wanted a king. Judas literally sold the truth for 30 pieces of silver, counting Christ of no greater value than of a common slave. Ananias and Sapphira, they parted with the truth for reputation and prominence, and that among the church of God. Demas, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, left the truth and its service for love of this present world. Truth has often been betrayed in the house of his friends. Long ago, Rome sold the truth for political advantage, preferring the smiles of the emperor to the good graces of God. Modernism has largely departed truth for sake of a head and a dollar. Arminianism has sold truth in order to keep man's will in the driver's seat. Calvinism is fast selling truth at the price of intellectualism and Christian liberty. Consider why it is that the truth is sold. Why would anyone depart with this treasure of truth? It's often done when truth becomes unpopular. It falls out of vogue. It loosens some of its general appeal, becomes cumbersome to contemporary man, and then it is sold. Others sell it, as people once did, old antiques, because its true value is not seen. Perhaps worst of all, some put truth on the market when it gets demanding, as truth always does. The Bible says, sell it not. Let anyone hearing, don't slip away. Whatever its advantage, it will prove a trap at last. Do not turn it loose for sin's pleasures. They are only for a season. Don't trade it for honor. Don't do that. But hold on to the truth. All the Word of God is the end. I pray that God will bless you today and help you. We see that our time has slipped away from us again. Today we do invite you again to come to services at the Independence Missionary Baptist Church of Forest Hill, Missouri. Thank you now for listening.